25-year-old Jessica Valle has never organized a demonstration before, but after George Floyd was killed by police and protests erupted all over the country, she felt she had to organize something in her own community.
It was like a domino effect. We saw one incident after another, and George Floyd specifically was caught on tape. The whole world, you know, was able to see this, and in a sense, it kind of brought our nation to their knees. And I definitely felt that in my own heart and needed a space to speak up.
When Valle saw police violently clash with protesters all over the country, she decided to organize a vigil instead of a traditional protest.
I wanted to ensure that everyone who was coming would just be safe. Like, I didn't want to see any more innocent people being hurt. I didn't want to give anyone a reason to try and hurt our protesters who are coming together in peace.
Community members will share their thoughts and observe an extended moment of silence to honor George Floyd and other victims of police brutality.
And educate the community on ways to take action and, you know, move forward and really work toward change.
Attendees will be provided with petitions and information on how to advocate for police reform. The vigil begins tonight at 6 p.m. at the corner of 200 North and Main Street in Logan. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.